It's actually filters in our diary entry, even life. I was not guided into life by the sinking hand of Christianity as a pure gospel, nor was I able to grasp the Jewish spiritually as it flew away, like the Zionists. I'm an end or a beginning. I think about religion and other things. He's a very individual thinker. He was not interested in the kind of Judaism presented by his family. He was a rather conventional, compulsory Judaism. He's very interested in Jewish life and culture, but not so much in religion. Ronald Pratt, who is known for huge Orthodox churches, he knew a lot about Christianity, no less than feelings of what sympathy for it. So Rudolf Steiner did a deep dive, and went to see him in his life. He read effectively in religious writings of the tradition, Truth of God, and Paul's story, St. Augustine, and Pascal. He was himself respectful on religion. He seems to be some imaginary truth to see quite a lot. He was knowledge of Judaic thought, and especially Jewish mysticism. But his reflection to keep the following short historisms and blessings are quite original. The term seems like developing one's individuality, becoming oneself, achieving a sense of unity with the rest of from humankind, with self-punishment, but not self-punishment for own sin, but for purpose, the kind of dying in order to live. And these individuals, written for this part, in the winter of 1970 and 1980, and being diagnosed as having tuberculosis, he went off to the country to live in his sister's farm, get better, and I think he was also to think about the last things.